The desperate resort to the analogical method of Comenius is confessed by Dr. Steinmetz, who talks of sociological morphology, physiology, pathology, and so forth. There is also a less initiative disposition in the Vicomte Combe de Lestrade and in the work of Professor Giddings. In other directions, sociological work is apt to lose its general reference altogether, to lapse towards some department of activity not primarily sociological at all. Examples of this are the works of Mr. and Mrs. Sidney Webb, M. Ostrogorsky, and M. Gustave Le Bon. From a contemplation of all this diversity, Professor Dorkheim emerges demanding a synthetic science, certain synthetic conceptions, and Professor Carl Pearson endorses the demand to fuse all these various activities into something that will live and grow. What is it that tangles this question so curiously that there is not only a failure to arrive at a conclusion, but a failure to join issue? Well, there is a certain not too clearly recognized order in the sciences to which I wish to call your attention, and which forms the gist of my case against this scientific pretension. There is a gradation in the importance of the instance as one passes from mechanics and physics and chemistry through the biological sciences to economics and